There is power in the name of God. Let's celebrate that together as we study God's Word with Dr. Don Wilton. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And in today's message, one name will be Living to the Power of Ten. Again, continuing to expand our understanding of the Ten Commandments in a fresh new way. We want you to know that we're here for you. We're connecting already. Folks are getting connected online at theencouragingword.org. A great opportunity to sign up for Dr. Don's social media, connect with us in a lot of different ways, including receiving the daily Encouraging Word email. We'd love to put that in your email box every single day about 6 o'clock in the morning. Just text the word daily to 30500 or sign up online at theencouragingword.org. That's daily to 30500 or theencouragingword.org. The Encouraging Word. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
This is God, God, one quick space to solve it. And it's why it is even more most of us know the story of the town of Monte Cristo. What's that got to do with God? It's what we read one day about faith. God for making you so wicked. Our doctor's father says to do not bless you. I'm happy, child. The crown is that of your father, not yours. No one in the great book that made Israel there is a God of laws. But if you like both, we need these things. Small, turn into me. But do not expect me against the things that are sacred. Father, long time, one of our favorite moments in the professor, where God fell in his feet, over the dear face. He only looked like, but he saw it long time. What are you talking about the moment? You are on the lookout, for you know that neither the day nor hour will your Christ come in response to the use of the name of Jesus Christ for the blasphemy. Historically, if you take a journey with you, history, if people blaspheme during the day of the Athenians, they contemplate all their possessions. The Romans needed our fast fightness against their citizens. The Romans are godless heroes. If this is what, most effective, if someone blasphemed against God, they were given 100 stripes in the temple, and they were given 50 sentences. But practically, in 1818, considered blasphemy a capital punishment. The Old Testament, you go to the book of Leviticus, it was punishable by the law to use the name of God in any way other than glorifying him. In the New Testament, the Bible tells us that great sorrow comes on those who use God's name in heaven. And the word is specific in Mark chapter 7 and Matthew chapter 15. It says that the foul view will come upon you. If you use God's name in vain, how can you blaspheme? You blaspheme by speaking God's name irreverently, and you can blaspheme by using God's name unlovingly. A lack of reverence and a lack of love both the heart of man into the very essence of who God is. There are so many synonyms for what God is talking about here. The synonym in the English language is a word that has a very similar kind of meaning. Just an old saying, if someone is in the world of meaning, say God's name in the book, what is blasphemy? Here are some synonyms. Moses, understanding the need to turn to God and say, now what
Thank you.
This is The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. We'll be back with so much more of today's message, One Name, in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you, pray for you, maybe connect you with great resources at the other end of this phone number. Jot it down, store it in your cell. It's 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online. Our website is theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. A great place to discover opportunities to watch Dr. Wilton share his message, including tonight on TBN at 6:30 Eastern. Love to have you join us. The Trinity Broadcasting Network, 6:30 Eastern. Join us for another great message from Dr. Don Wilton. But right now, insight from Dr. Wilton on this particular topic, One Name.
Thank you.
Bible says that what's in the heart has come out. It's a soul opening. Some of the mirror, some of the ring, have a slip of the tongue, yes. And the meaning is sin, yes. I can tell you folks that the deep soul in our heart, when I did in God's name, it was falling from the body. Thank you.
Our time's gone for today, but let's stay connected online at theencouragingword.org and join us for tomorrow's message one day right here on The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton.